Man, there are five more individuals. I'm going to stay right here until you call. From the Monroe area. Monroe area. Could be a smaller city outside of Monroe. But there are five more. The Holy Ghost said you are listening. You're not listening by accident, but you got to call me right now. There's one on the phone right now. There are four more. You got to call me right now. God bless you. God knows I love you. I'm going to stay here until you call.
KKKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you. By our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Amen. Luke chapter 18, 35. Luke chapter 18, verse 35 says, "And it came to pass that he was come nigh to Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, Son of David, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Amen. May God have the blessing of those hearers and doers of his word. The grass withered, the flower fade, the word of God stands forever. I just want to talk to you from that, amen, on this Sunday. Amen. From a thought to encourage you and to also to encourage the committed from this thought. I'm blind, but nothing's wrong with my mouth. Mm-hmm. Subtitle, pass me not. Amen. Blinded, but nothing is wrong with my mouth. Amen. It's going to make sense in a minute. Don't sound all that fascinating, but it's all right. What the content is most important. When we look at the Gospel according to Luke, in this particular text, this is at the time when Jesus is going up to Jerusalem. This is what we call Palm Sunday for him. He's going in, and they call it the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And what happened here is that Jesus had left Bethany, and he was on his way to Jerusalem, going to Bethany, and he was going to pass by on the Mount of Olives and then go into Jerusalem on the on the colt of an ass. In other words, a baby donkey. He was going to go in, and they were going to sing Hosanna to the highest. They put their clothes upon the donkey. They put palm trees along the way and their clothes along the way so that when he went in, they would make a big noise of who he was, the King of Kings, amen, the King of the Jews also, amen? And before he got there, Jesus is on his way, but then he's leaving what we call Jericho. Now, remember, Jericho was a cursed city. It was not to be rebuilt with walls ever again, amen? But he was leaving and coming through by Jericho. Now, we got to understand that this Jericho road was a dangerous place, because Jesus even talked about it when he said there was a man that was robbed on the Jericho road. Amen. Jericho today is still kind of a bad place to be. We actually passed by Jericho, and we couldn't go down to Jericho when I was over in the Holy Land. Amen. Jericho, if you sometime turn on CNN, that's where you see them boys out there pitching rocks and fighting. Amen. It's still kind of a rough place. Amen. But it's not the original Jericho, but it's somewhere around there. But the thing about it is that there is a road that still remains alongside of the new highway, and it is the same road and the path that Jesus traveled on his way from there to Jerusalem. Amen. And so here it is. Luke Gospel is recording it, but also you'll find that Matthew and Mark's Gospel also records blind men on the way to Jericho. Now, one records and said that his name was blind Bartimaeus. There's another recording that said that there were two blind beggars, amen, that desired of Jesus to get their sight, and they both cried out unto God, amen. Now, I think that sometimes it could have been more than one account, or it could be the same account and interpreted by different people. Amen. Now, when we talk about this, he says, and it came to pass that as he was come now unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside. Amen. And he was there begging. Now, the first thing is that this man had a problem. The problem was, first off, he was blind and he was broke. Amen. It's all right. I know it's going to get there. Amen. He was blind and he was broke. That led him to begging. Amen. In other words, this man had no sight. So he had to depend totally on someone else to get him where he needed to be. Amen. And some of us, we're no different than this man. We have to depend on others totally to get us where we need to be. Amen. We don't think that we are able to get there ourselves because we need the help of somebody physical to help us get there. Amen. We need somebody who we know we can feel, touch, and hear in an audible voice that can get us there, because we don't have enough confidence that we can make it ourselves. I wish I had somebody. Some of us are blind, not physically, but spiritually blind. We can't see our way through anything. Amen. We want to give up as soon as darkness comes, not realizing that the light of God is on the inside of us. Amen. But the problem here was, not only was this man depending on others because he had no sight, and when you have no sight, you really have no direction. And so he was dependent, and he had no direction on which way to go. Amen. If you turned him one way, he didn't know which way he was pointed to, north, south, east, or west. If you turned him around, it didn't matter to him, because he didn't have a sense of direction anyway. And sometime in our spiritual lives, we don't have a sense of direction. Sometimes we don't know which way to turn, and we don't know if we turn either way, if it's going to make a difference or not. Amen. You need to get to a point to where you're not dependent on other people to point you in the direction you should go. You need to get to a place in your life where you know the path of righteousness is the only way. Amen. And I seek God for my direction. Hallelujah. We need to get to a point in life that we're not so dependent upon others. I don't feel good unless somebody else is around. Amen. Now, let me get to it a little bit further, a little bit deeper into this. When we think about being blind, you understand that when a person is blind, then other parts of the senses, the senses will compensate for what's been lost. If you lose your hearing, or if you lose your sense of smell, or whatever, something else increases, because the body wants to continue to have a balance. Amen. That's the way God made us. And so, in order for you to keep a balance and to be able to do certain things, another sense will increase so that you'll be able to have somewhat of a balance in your life. And so, even though the enemy will try to take something from you, hallelujah, you need to know that God will reinforce you with something to help you keep a balance in your life. Amen. Now, when we look at this, he says, now he was blind, but the good thing was that he could hear. I'm so glad and so thankful that faith does not come by seeing. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad that faith does not come by seeing, because the Bible says that faith come by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we're thankful that faith does not come by seeing, because the only way some people will believe is if they see it. But Jesus said, blessed are they that believe and have not seen. I wish I had somebody here. We got to understand that sometimes when we see stuff, it does not produce faith, but in actuality, it produces fear. Preach anyway. Sometimes what we see causes us to fear, and that's why the Bible tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. We can't keep going by what we see, what we think it is, amen, but we have to go by the faith of God and what he gives us, amen, the measure of faith. Now, one thing I realize is that that this blind man, and let's pretend and say that he was Bartimaeus. Let's just say that he was blind. And this blind man, he didn't have any sight, so that eliminated fear for him. Lord help me. Because he had to be a person that trusted that he was going to be all right. He wasn't afraid of darkness because he walked around in it. Oh, Lord help me. And so fear wasn't a problem for him because he couldn't see things to make him fearful. Somebody would have said, you're going to fall off the cliff. He don't know. He had never seen a cliff before. So he had no fear of it, amen? He had no fear of what was out there. So all he had was faith. He was blind, and look at what else. He was begging. He was begging. And so, in other words, his livelihood and his life was based upon him having somebody to guide him and him having somebody to give. To him, I wish I had somebody. You see his life, and I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to have a life that the only way I could have a good day is if you felt like giving me something. I don't want to have a life, and some of us have this kind of life, that my day is hinged upon how people treat me that morning, and it messes up the rest of my day. I thought I was going to have a good day, but they didn't come in and speak to me right and just throw me all off. The devil is a lie. I'm not going to let you have that much power over me to dictate my day based upon what you give me. If you give me a friendly hello, I can have a good day. If you give me a few dollars, I can have a good day. If you cook for me, I can have a good day. If you help me do something, my day goes well. The devil is a lie. I refuse to let other people dictate how well my day is going to be. I refuse to let other people dictate how my personality will be with others. I refuse to let people dictate how I'm going to act toward others based upon what they say to me and what they do to me. I don't feel like it right now. I wish you would just get a life and quit acting that way. I don't feel like dealing with folks. Because of one fool, you don't want to deal with nobody else? Come on and say amen here. You got to get better than that. You got to grow up. Oh, come on, tell somebody, grow up. Get your life. Amen. We got to quit letting people dictate how we're going to act because they're not treating us right. If they pass by us and we're shaking our cup and they don't put what we want in the cup, I'm not going to get mad. I'm just going to wait on the next opportunity. I'm going to wait for the next blessing. Oh, come on and say amen. He had a problem. Many of us got problems. Blind and begging. That's what he was doing. He was blind and begging. He had no direction, and he had to depend on other people to give him what he needed. Amen? And, you know, I want to encourage you. Don't ever settle for other people giving to you. Oh, come on and say amen. Don't settle for what they give you. The only way I can make it is if they help me, if they bless me, if they give to me. No, the devil is a lie. God enables you to be able to do anything you need to do. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I wish I had somebody here, but I'm not going to let you control me. I'm not going to let Jezebel flip me over. Come on, and have me doing what Jezebel wants me to do. I wish I had somebody in here today. I'm not going to let you try to manipulate me to feel good when you want me to, bring me down when you want me to, lift me up when you want me to, kick me over when you get ready. Oh, come on and say, man, do I have any witnesses here? Have people tried to handle you that way? Oh, yeah, I don't want them happy, so let me go put a bug in their ear because you're too happy right now. You can't even enjoy the blessings that God give you because you can't see what they're doing in your life. You can't even enjoy the blessings because I really wish I had them to enjoy this with. Forget them. They left you. They walked out on you. They weren't your friend to begin with. Help me. He was begging. He was begging. And he asking every day,
Somebody give me something. Do you know that somebody had to lead him there? And they probably wasn't leading him there for free. So he had to beg enough for himself and for somebody else. You see, some people, they get a kick out of your blindness. They benefit from your begging. My God. They want you to stay in your condition because it's best for them. Oh, my God. And you need to say, today, I'm not going to stay in my condition because I may be blind, but ain't nothing wrong with my mouth. Oh, come on and say amen here. We got to see some. He says now in verse 36, look at this. He says, and hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him, Jesus of Nazareth passes by. Now, when we look at this, he says, and he cried and saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now, this stuff here going to bless me. I don't know about nobody else. But we understand his problem, but then he had a certain perception about things. Amen. He was able to perceive something. He knew something special was going on. You know, he was blind and he couldn't see what was happening, but he knew that something unusual is happening on the road of Jericho. Now, when we look at Jericho, the name Jericho, one of the meanings means the smell of a fragrance. In other words, he was in a place where he could smell or he could discern that something was happening. He was in a place, and that's where you need to be. You need to be in a place where you can discern that something is about to happen. When they were singing that song, that's why I was so happy to hear him sing it. I have a suspicion that God is up to something. God is about to do something. And guess what? It's up to you to cry out. You may be blind, but ain't nothing wrong with your mouth. Oh, come on and say, man. He says, now, look at his perception. He knew something special was about to happen. He knew something special was going on. And then when he heard, he knew something. Somebody special was about to pass by. Oh, yeah, when we look at the song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, hear my humble cry while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. You got to understand, the blind woman wrote that, amen, and she couldn't see when Jesus was passing by, but she knew that he had to be in the place. I wish I had somebody. She knew, she said, don't pass me by. And so blind Bartimaeus was in the same situation. He knew somebody special was in the place. He knew somebody special was about to come along the path. And you see, sometime when you're in the same situation over and over again, you're blinded and you're back in the same spot, you need to just, don't worry about it. I'm here and I'm just waiting on Jesus to pass by here, because I'm not going to let him pass by without blessing me. I'm not going to let him pass by without healing me. I wish I had somebody. He said he heard the multitude and as they passed by, and he asked, what in the world is going on? And they said, oh, Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried out. He didn't ask him, now what did Jesus do? Who is Jesus? He didn't ask him none of that. But Jesus' name in itself, Yeshua, it means God is salvation. He knew that my salvation is passing by, and I better cry out. I don't want to let him go by without seeing who I am. Even though I can't see him, I know he's here. Even though I can't see him, he's always here. I wish I had somebody. He heard that Jesus was passing by, and he cried, saying, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And he knew who Jesus was. He knew because he had heard. He had his hearing had been, when he lost his sight, his hearing had become better. And so thank God that when you can't see, you at least ought to get some faith, because faith is comes by what? Hearing. And so when you have faith, it implies that you got to be able to hear. And so even if you can't see your way, at least you can hear what God is saying. At least you can hear the things of God. That's why God allow us to testify, because when we testify, people hear the good things that God has done. And when people hear what God has done in their dark situation, it causes them to want to believe that God can and God will. If he did it before, he can do it again. Same God right now, same God back then. If he did it for others, he can do it for you. So why don't you have faith in him? Amen. If God can bless bless and heal and deliver somebody else. I'm not going to let them be on my street and God blessing on my street, and I'm not going to say a word. I'm not going to do anything but say, get complain and sit back and get angry because he didn't knock on the door. I'm not going to wait for him to knock on the door. I'm opening it and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Now, when you look at what he said, Lord, have mercy on me, I want to bring this to your attention. Many of us, when we talk about mercy, he's not saying, Lord, just give me some relief. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying, Lord, give me some relief. He's saying something else. When you say this word, eleo, in the Greek, it really means, Lord, enable me. It really means, Lord, empower me. Now, I'm going to shout for you because you don't even realize what you missed. Sometimes when you say, Lord, have mercy, you're not saying, Lord, give me some relief. I've been going through so much. You're saying, Lord, empower me. Make me stronger. Enable me to be able to bear it. Enable me to go through it. Enable me to be able to perform what you want me to perform. Lord, have mercy. We wasn't asking God to have pity on him because he was blind, because if he was looking for pity, Jesus could have said, Judas, drop something in his cup. But he was looking for something more, and the Lord knew that language. So you got to know how to talk to God. Look at the desperation in his voice. He had a perception that he was about to address somebody important, and he cried out. He said, the son of David, have mercy on me. But then verse 39 said, when they saw that he was doing this, and they which went before him, he said, they rebuked him. And he said he should hold his peace. And he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And look at what he did. He didn't stop. Look at his persistence. He had a problem, but he perceived that God could help, and he was persistent about calling out to God. Some of us, we cry out one time. Some of us, we say, well, I guess God don't want to do it. Some of us go through for a couple of days, and we decide we want to throw in the towel. Oh, come on and say amen. But the towel's coming back to the corner because it's time to fight. It's time to keep on going. Do I have any witnesses here? Some of us, we want to stop right there. But he cried the more, all because the people told him to shut up. They said, shut up. He don't need to be bothered with you. He's on his way to Jerusalem. He's going to the feast. Come on and say amen. But they was telling him to shut up, and he said, I'm going to holler louder. In other words, I need to holler until I get what I need. In other words, I need to keep on yelling. Do I have any witnesses here? I need to holler until God hears me. I need to holler until I get the thing that God has for me. I need to holler until God blesses me with the sight, till he enables me, till he empowers me, till he encourages me. I need to open up my mouth and holler. I may be blind, but ain't nothing wrong with my mouth. I can open up my mouth and say, Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. Do I have any witnesses here that say, Lord, ain't nothing wrong with my mouth. I may not be able to see my way. I may not know which way to go, but ain't nothing wrong with my mouth. I can holler out to Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. We got to see he was persistent. He said, Lord, I don't want just relief here. See, some of us, that's all we want is relief. R-O-L-A-I-D-S spells relief. All we want is relief. We want, Lord, just take away this, you know, this heartburn I got, this heartache I got. Just take away, you know, me and him had problems, and I just want you to take him out of my heart. I just want, Lord God, I just got this stuff that I'm dealing with. It's just so much on my plate. I just don't know. I'm just down to my last nerve. I don't know what to do. Lord, I just need you to give me some relief. Lord, please help me. Lord, just take this thing from me. Show me the way. Lord, if you just do it for me, I can't do it for myself. I just need some help. You know how we pray. That's us. We do that. And God, we need to get like Bartimaeus. We need to get like this blind man and say, Lord, I'm not looking for some pity. I'm not looking for relief from this. I'm not looking for you to just take it away, because if I got to go through it, what's the matter with going through? Because in order to get to, I still got to go. And so since I'm going through, Lord, enable me, empower me, give me strength to be able to make it through. Oh, I may be blind, but ain't nothing wrong with my mouth. Oh, praise his name here. We look at his persistence. I'm ready to go there already. We look at what he said. He said, look, when they told him you need to just be quiet, when they tried to direct him on what to do, when they tried to give him instruction and advice on what to do, he said, I don't hear nothing you talking about. He said, but I'm going to cry out. Now imagine this. You got multitudes of people walking with Jesus, some singing, some talking, some doing their own thing, and all of a sudden this man cries out because he knows that Jesus can't hear me unless I get a little louder, because all these voices that he hear, I need him to make sure that he hear my distinctive voice, that he hears my cry. When he says cry, he wasn't just saying, Lord, have mercy on me. No, he wasn't just saying it in his heart like many of us do. I call on the Lord in my heart. I don't have to say it. I say it in my head. I don't have to praise the Lord out in my mouth. I just say it in my head and in my heart, and I reflect on God. No, that wasn't what Bartimaeus was doing. Bartimaeus opened up his mouth and yelled, come on and say, man. One thing he could do was holler. He might not been able to see. He might not been able to go to work, but he knew how to holler, huh? Because he knew that when Jesus passed by, if I can just get his attention, I know that he'll be merciful to me. I know that he'll grant me what I need. Oh, come on and say, man. What are you doing to get Jesus' attention? Oh, yeah, you may have been broke, busted, and disgusted. Your money is funny. Your change is strange. Your situation is bad. Your problems and your burdens look like they're up to here. But what are you doing? Are you succumbing to them? Are you crying about them? Or are you crying out to God about it? Come on and say, man. He stood. Look at this. Now, if you want to stop Jesus in his tracks, I dare you to lift your voice. Look at verse number 40, what it says. Verse 40 says, and Jesus stood. My God. Jesus stood. He was walking, and he heard him, and he said, wait a minute. Somebody talking my language. Somebody is saying what I need them to say. Somebody got my attention now, and so I'm going to stop. You see, God will pass right by you if you don't holler. The blessing that he has for you, then it'll go right by you if you're busy crying, if you're busy complaining, if you're busy begging, Lord, please, sir. If you're busy begging, if you're busy complaining, you're busy bellyaching, and nobody knows the trouble I've seen, if you're not crying out to him with faith, come on and say amen. See, Bartimaeus cried out with something that nobody else had that day. He cried out with faith. He cried out knowing the son of David because of the prophecies that were given that the root of Jesse, the son of David, was going to come, be the king of the Jews, and he was going to bring healing to the people. I wish I had somebody. If Bartimaeus couldn't see, he showed could hear. And then because he could hear, he knew how to holler the right things. Amen. Look at this. He said, Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. You got to understand something. The same people that told him to shut up was the ones that had to take him, had to lead him. I wish I had somebody. The same ones that said, Bartimaeus, shh. Shh, we don't want to hear all that today. We're trying to watch Jesus go down the road. The same ones that told him to hush was the ones that had to lead him to Jesus. I wish I had somebody. And as they led him to Jesus, he commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him. When he got near, when he got close by. You see, sometimes we need some people to lead us to him. Amen. And sometimes it's the same people that's telling you to hush. The same people that don't want to hear your complaining. The same people that don't want to hear your cry. They don't know. They'll tell you, well, let's just pray and let me see what God is going to do about it. Amen. They'll lead you to Jesus. And look at this. Jesus asked him, what you want me to do? And he said in verse 41, saying, what would thou have me that I shall do unto thee? And the Lord said that I may receive my sight. Amen. He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. He didn't ask for a BMW. He didn't ask for a chariot. He didn't ask for a bigger cup. Oh, come on and say amen. He didn't ask for no money. Lord, help me. He didn't ask for a favor, for a friend, or a loved one. He said, Lord, all I want to do is be able to see. All I need is my sight. Oh, I wish I had somebody here. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. Now, when we look at this, we got to understand that it was a blessing because, first of all, Bartimaeus was blind, but then God gave him his sight because of his faith. He received by faith. And when we understand that no matter what predicament and problem you may have and situation you find yourself in, if you can't see your way, you have to keep your faith. Because faith will get you what you can't see can't get you. Amen? Well, I may not be able to see like I want to, but if I have faith in God, then he'll clear up the matter. You, here it is, a blind man with 20/20 vision. Oh, come on and say amen. A blind man who couldn't see Jesus, but he was able with his faith to see him.